Hello, do you like New Japan Pro Wrestling? Are you a Shin Nihon freak? If so, check out the Super J-Cast with Joel and Damon on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
And even if you fucking hate New Japan Pro Wrestling, listen to the Super J-Cast anyway. Not just for our great show reviews, analysis, and pastrami sandwiches, but there's also usually some dick jokes somewhere in the obligatory opening 30 minutes of absolute nonsense we chat about every single week. That's the Super J-Cast for all the best talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling, crisps, and pornography.
All right, we're back here on flagshippatreon.com. This is a bonus flagship segment here. We are two Tuesdays in a row we have done this. Obviously, last week was the WWE Netflix deal, moving Raw over to Netflix and the ramifications of that. Then we, of course, had some other stuff go on that week as well. Last week is a very, very busy week in wrestling, and this week has also been a very busy one. So we thought we would do this yet again on a Tuesday. We're doing a bonus flagship segment here. We're going to talk about CM Punk and Kevin Owens' injuries, AEW Collision this week, the rating that it had, how we thought about the show, all that sort of stuff, and the latest on the Vince TKO fallout with maybe a little bit of Raw rating discussion as well. Of course, I am Rich. Joe is here as well. Joe, how's it going? How is this on a Tuesday, back-to-back Tuesdays? What are we doing here?
Well, they've been begging us, demanding of us to do a Collision review basically since the show began. I think maybe you did one.
I did two, if I remember correctly. And yeah, it always falls on like a really weird time for us. You know, it's Saturday, and by the time we usually do the flagship on Thursday, Dynamite's happened, and it's like, Collision's like old news. That was 5 days ago, 6 days ago. I can't go back and talk about Collision now.
Yeah, well, they're going to get a Collision review today, Rich.
Damn right.
They're going to get a Collision review. They wanted the Collision review. They're going to get the Collision review. So there you go. But, you know, who knows? Maybe these Tuesday flagships will become semi-regular, and they'll keep getting some Collision reviews. I don't know. Play it by ear. We'll see what happens.
Right. I don't think if people are like, oh, my God, two straight Tuesdays, this is every Tuesday now. I don't think it's every Tuesday now, but I'd like for them to be a little bit more frequent if possible. Every Tuesday's tough. Every Tuesday's tough, but we can they could be a little more consistent.
Hey, he's in a high-pitched voice. Both he's in a high-pitched voice. You know,
so. Hey, look, if you tell your friends and your friends tell their friends and their friends tell their friends, kind of pyramid scheme style, you're going to have people that subscribe for these. They'll become every week, so that's all I'll tell you. So call your friends, call your neighbors, call everybody. Get them on subscribing to the $5 tier. You know, tell them to do the $10 tier. Tell them, treat themselves here in 2024. Go to that $10 tier, and then you know what? Tuesday flagship might be a much more common occurrence than semi-regularly or whatever. But let's get into it here, because we don't want these to be 3 hours long. We don't need 2 3-hour shows every week.
And also to be noted, these Tuesday shows, paywall only.
Oh, yeah.
I think that should be noted.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't going up on the feed. So, you know, you guys like these. These are just for you, people I'm talking to now. Okay, this isn't for the unwashed masses. So, you know, and who knows how we're going to split the news. I'm not doing any of these topics on Thursday.
That's it. We did them today. That's it. They're done. CM Punk.
We're doing them now. They're burned off. That's it. So, you know, that should be noted too. This thing's not popping up on the feed later. Okay, so, you know, I don't think we're ever going to be doing, you know, two flagships a week on the feed. That's not going to happen. You know, anytime we do this, this is just for your selected ears, not the unwashed masses. So keep that in mind.
So let's do this. Let's get into it right now here. Let's start with CM Punk's injury. Of course, the news that he got hurt at the Royal Rumble started popping up. I know I did see some people note this the night of, that it seemed a little weird, and some people were doing some Zapruder film stuff where they're like, I think he told the referee, my tricep. I think Brian Alvarez on the Observer Radio Review said he thought there was something weird about Punk, and the interaction between Punk and the referee was a little weird, and he's obviously a worker, so he would know kind of what those interactions would look like. And then as the day went on, eventually Dave Meltzer confirmed it, that Punk is out of action with a torn right tricep. He will not be at WrestleMania 40. He did a promo on Raw, the uninterrupted first hour of Raw, which we'll talk about here in a moment because the ratings were quite good. Things went quite well for CM Punk and Raw on Monday, but he, you know, comes to the ring, cuts a promo saying, you know, I got a friend that has cancer. I got this, I got that. I'll be back. I'll be fine. But I did tear my right tricep. So I will be out of action for the foreseeable future. He was interrupted by Drew McIntyre, who said he prayed Punk would get hurt. And that all kind of works because they had a bit of a scuffle. McIntyre stomped on Punk's tricep. So I'm seeing that as a bit of a write-off for Punk, and also kind of to put some heat on Drew McIntyre as well. So before we talk about kind of the big picture stuff with CM Punk and about, you know, his history of injuries as of late, what was your reaction when you saw that he was out, or that he was hurt, or, you know, I think Mike Johnson started with significant injury, and then little by little the details started coming out where, you know, an hour later it's Punk's out of action, torn right tricep, no way he's going to be at WrestleMania.
Hello there, my name's Neil David, and I'm the host of Eurograps Express, the podcast exclusively dedicated to the wrestling of Europe. If it's wrestling, and it happens in Europe, and it's good, we talk about it. Whether it's RevPro, Progress, WXW, Passion Pro, Pro Wrestling Chaos, Pro Wrestling North, we don't care, we talk about them all. If it's good, and it's exciting, I want to share it with you. We're on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Check us out on the feed. Check us out on Twitter at EurograpsEXP. And join us for chat about European wrestling and a little bit of chat about cheese. Hopefully see you there.